Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Archery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, coming up, we will drink, we will toast in the weekend with the shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. Legendary Meatloaf passed away last night at the age of 74, so a Meatloaf-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Might win. You never know.
It's just
2 out of 3
in
bed.
Never, like, never, ever. Like, don't even get it in your head because I'll let you spend the night this time.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Take it on. I would do anything for love.
He has boundaries. He was very clear.
What do you think it is, really, seriously, that he won't do? I'm pretty sure I'm right. I think it's exit only.
Now I think the loaf was down, man.
Okay. All right.
Just my, either way, based on nothing.
Yeah.
It's just
we're going to slice up a little meatloaf for you on a Bad Choice Friday. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad, or I would do anything for love. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. All right, our question, what interrupted your precious sleepy time? And here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
And a few from our question, guys. Last Halloween, I ate the Pecky Death Chip and did the 60-minute challenge, not eating or drinking anything.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up at 2 in the morning with by far the worst stomach pain I've ever experienced. It was like a red-hot poker in my gut that I couldn't escape. Drinking milk didn't make a difference, and I spent the rest of the night in the fetal position, naked, and on the bathroom floor. Good times.
Why?
As far as what woke you up.
I don't fathom that. Like, and then you did it for 60 minutes. Like, I'm hoping you're under 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, growing up in the Bay Area, 4 years old, I experienced my first earthquake and got tossed out of bed at 4 in the morning. Scary as hell, and didn't know what was going on. Have a great weekend, gentlemen. That from Oakland Dave. As far as being awake, I was poked awake. It was day one of the ant flow. I was not feeling very spry. Boyfriend and I went to bed early that night. He fell asleep almost immediately. Over an hour later, I finally got comfortable and drifted off. Next thing I know, he spooned up behind me, giving my but a special rub down with his I reminded him of the current situation, but no response. He was dreaming. He works in construction, had a long day, so I let him sleep it out. I did take care of him in the morning. He made me breakfast. Have a great weekend, boys. That from Diane the nudist.
Bloody Mary.
For a sleepy time. Mm. Exactly.
I mean, he didn't know.
I could see her in the mirror.
Guys, I was called at 2 a.m. by the Pierce County Sheriff's Department asking me if I sold a Ford F-150 pickup truck to a lady for $150. The truck had blown the head gasket and would cost more to repair than the truck was worth. A lady and her friend show up and want the truck. Ask for $150, and I'll sign the title. She won the title first, then she'd go get the money. Nope, ain't playing that game, lady. She went and got the money and gave her the title. They got drunk and put their plates on the truck and got pulled over by the cops. I verified the story was true to the officer, but I had taken my plates off of the truck. Weird-ass people in this world. Thanks for the laughs. Get back soon, Miles. That's from the Elk Plain Drifter. As far as what woke you up.
He misses you, Miles.
Yeah. I had a cat who was a master hunter. He'd bring in all sorts of things, including a mole from time to time. Sometimes they would be dead, sometimes alive. One night, a decent windstorm outside woke me up at about 1 a.m. I watched the storm for a few minutes, go back to bed. As I'm getting comfortable, I kept hearing this squeaking. Thinking it was the bed, I thought nothing of it until I feel something brush my legs.
Mm.
I ripped the sheets off, startling the said cat in the process, who happened to be sleeping in my bed, and see this shadow next to my leg. I brush it off the bed, hear it hit the floor, then jump out of bed to turn the light on. There was a live shrew in my bed that my cat had left there earlier in the day. That from Melissa.
Jeez.
It says, P.S. My cat just watched me from the doorway as I'm trying to catch this shrew. What else we got here? Oh, let's move on to the birthdays. We'll start with this one. Hola, Bacholas. I'd like to get a birthday shout out to my boyfriend, John, 18 today. I am more excited to go into this chapter of our lives together. I couldn't ask for a better boyfriend and best friend. I'm sure he'd like some Coach Ted hyping him up for the rest of his senior year, some thrill shotgun gets, and if she wants the D. Thanks, guys. That's from Cadence in Tacoma.
All right. Senior year is actually a lot of fun. Even for people that don't like school too much, they generally have fun that senior year. Let's see. Pace yourself. It's going to be a lot of parties this year, all right? Your parents don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. Also, you're 18. You get arrested, you're going to big boy jail. No more baby booking. And number three is, you go to prom or graduation night, and I swear to God, hire Uber, do whatever. Don't be driving. You're 18, you shouldn't be doing some of the stuff you're doing anyhow, but trust me. Your parents say to pick you up, this is the one time you take them up on it.
Get!
Get!
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Get!
Oh, which is, today's my lovely wife, Alex's 33rd trip around the sun. I'm sure she would love a Happy Chinooka, a Wendy Williams, and how about Cap'n Crunch, telling her all about what she can expect this evening. Rock on, guys. That from Anthony.
Happy Chinooka.
Ahoy there. I'm happy to hear it's your birthday. Hopefully you get treated to the same kinds of things that the old captain once received from the Land of Lakes lady. She was as good in bed as she let. The only surprise is for me she got the Brazilian but left her inner hair. And the inner thigh. I thought she was wearing chaps made of a pelt. But that didn't stop the captain. And I smelled different. Crunch berries.
She's gone now too, isn't she?
Yep, she's gone. She's in the unemployment line with the uncle and the aunt.
So many jobs available now. You'd think these guys could get a gig somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Where would they be rehired, right? Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Land O'Lakes lady, they're all looking for work, right? Meanwhile, Larry, the Quaker Oats guy, he's fine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who else is fine?
Who?
That all-white Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh! He's still there.
Mm-hmm.
The Mormon Salt chick. Mormon Salt.
Well, look,
Mormon Salt. Right, my bad.
Mormon. Like, what is Mormon Salt?
Yeah. Oh man, that's stuff in the lake.
Thank you, Bob.
It has no flavor.
We keep it in the lake.
Yeah. Right.
My question is this: can the Tillamook people make a play on the Land of Lakes lady? You know that she's a free agent.
What would you call
what I'm
her?
Saying like NFL football.
Tillamook.
You know like, yeah. Could you? Can we just have her? You know what I mean? We'll pay her. We'll hire her. You know what I mean? She can be our butter.
She's looking for work. She likes the dairy industry. Right. I agree, man.
Hey, Tillamook's out there making a great product. They don't have any noise. They're not bringing her in.
They should.
Okay, what about I can't believe it's not butter. You know what I mean? Maybe she can represent margarine now. You know, a whole new life.
Her bitterness, she might rep margarine. Like, F butter, I'm done. I'm done with the dairy world.
Well, Land O' Lakes, was that actual butter?
Yeah.
All right.
It's butter.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're asking me, I feel uncomfortable. Maybe it wasn't. In my mind, it was butter. Maybe they did both. I don't know. Either way, she's out of work. And all she did was just kneel there holding a box of the goddamn butter. Like, you're out.
Does anybody use margarine anymore?
I don't.
Yeah, I grew up with it. And then when I got older, I was like, this butter is so hard to spread.
Yeah,
same thing. Because you never had butter as a kid.
Yeah, that was butter. Land O'Lakes was butter.
It is butter. All right.
Mm-hmm. I get that dairy gold.
It's like Rice-A-Roni. They could pick up Uncle Ben as a free agent.
I know Rice.
Doesn't Rice-A-Roni already have a dude on there? No?
I think they just have the cable car, right?
I think I'm just
they're more about Rice. The San Francisco treat, the whole aspect of San Francisco, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Uncle Ben, why not?
Yeah, let him ride the trolley.
That's it. Guys, it's my friend's
driving the Rice-A-Roni trolley, goddamn.
No, I want him hanging off the back. Like, he's just there relaxing. Like, eat some of my treats.
Chef Boyardee got enough room in the kitchen for another chef?
He could be like the conductor, you know what I'm saying?
Something.
Can he have a day off, Miles? Damn.
Right. Guys, it is my friend Jacqueline's birthday. Can she get the Dirty Germans for her 31st? Thanks, guys. Sincerely, that from Joey.
Yeah, if you want the Dirty Germans, it is not your 31st. It is your squirty burst.
Yeah, I know you ladies like to call it your 30th birthday. It's a dirty 30, but, you know, it's a whole decade. Yeah, I've met a lot of you.
If it is a good night for me, you'll also be lactating.
Yeah, at least now you know what you like.
And I'm lactose intolerant. Nibble, nibble, fart. That's what we call it.
Yeah, do you produce oat milk?
Jesus.
It's like you only have almond or oat milk.
Oh, bitches, I want to give a huge birthday shout out to one of your biggest fans, Mike, a.k.a. The Trickler. Whether he's working on his GTO or doing, quote, train stuff at Alstom in Hornell, New York, you can guarantee he's got the Men's Room playing in the background. Can we give him Your Penis Is Too Small, a fish sandwich montage, and the Dirty Germans talking about having a day off and drinking Busch Light. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great work. That from Jason, Keith, Trey, Sue, Ben, Amos, and Chris.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I'll have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, oddly enough, the nickname for my penis is also the Trickler. But when it comes to Busch Light, to me, that is simply the lights on the nightstand when I'm going to Flavor Town on a woman.
Yeah, you know, I've been known to drink some of these Busch Lights. I like that Busch Light apple. It's delicious. And I drink it as I watch her bob on the apple.
Yeah, I prefer Light Busch.
Yeah, see, Mike's had the apple ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my bad. We call them the Busch Lattes.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hold my cellos today. I want to give a birthday shout out to my buddy Jordan. He's turning 27 today. So can we get a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans telling him how he should spend his 27th birthday at Little Darlings in Las Vegas? Thanks a lot, guys. And thanks for always making the drives home more enjoyable. That from Josh.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, you're going to Little Darlings in Las Vegas. I think we know how your night will go. You will end up broke, but if you have two packs of cigarettes you'll share, you might get some booty.
Yeah, you know, I like that one. You can even blow a little bit of hookah in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's ironic, too, because the whole building is pink.
Guten Tag, gentlemen. My name is Ezra. Today is my 40th trip around the sun. Since I have no friends, I have to send it in for myself. So how about a big old bong rip and Coach Ted telling me why my back hurts all the time. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Ezra.
Hang
on. There we go. So responsive. It's like not having power steering.
How old is he? 40?
40.
That's a big birthday. All right. Number one, you're 40 now, so your back might hurt because you're 40. Number two, in all seriousness, could be your posture. Maybe try to straighten it up. Number three, buy one of those rolly things. Roll your back out on it. You can hear it crack. Number four, get a smaller woman to step on your back.
Oh, Jesus.
Number five, you need to be lifted with your legs, son. Number six, maybe you sleep like a crooked little weirdo.
That's medical.
I'm trying to think of more. Number seven, I don't know, man. Take a damn pain pill, be, or Advil, be a man. Get your ass out of bed.
Jesus.
Sorry, sometimes Coach gets fired up. He just starts going.
Yeah. Oh, Michelas, today marks the 41st anniversary of my mother's crowning achievement. Tell me feel better about that. Yet again, due to COVID, not being able to have a big birthday party. So I'd like to share the frustration with you and request a fish sandwich medley and Coach Ted's advice on dealing with the brutal realization that our age just got an entire word added to it. No request for Mike. Just another birthday party he does not get to attend.
Hey.
Love you guys. I would fight a spider monkey for you. That from Alex.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the cutter on the side.
Fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, so you're 41. That's not that bad. I mean, look, you're in your 40s, yes. But at least you still have a precious few years where you could say early 40s.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're mid-40s, or as we like to call it, 40s. But then you start tracking down 50, and people are like, you'll be 50 soon. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, it's 41. All right? A lot of people like 41 things. It's called a 40 and a shot. 41 ounces.
I dig it. I dig it.
I guess 40, 42 and a half would be the perfect age, right?
Right.
Two and a half ounces. Yes. Yeah.
You got one, Steve? Are we good to go?
For what's that?
For the birthday song.
You want me to start it?
Yeah, you're going to start it. I'm going to follow
okay.
You this time. So we're going to try to sync this up for the first time all week.
I don't see. But you can't really look at the Zoom.
No chance.
Throws it off. So I'm just going to start, all right? But you're still looking at it. Hang on. Looking at
Miles,
him. I'm telling you.
Take your earphones off, and I want you to just go. As soon as you start, he's going to catch up to you. He'll match you. You keep your headphones off, and you just go until you're done, okay?
I want Miles to start.
Okay.
In theory, right.
Okay, ready, right. Here we go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Yeah!
Sausage, men'srewlive.com, and other fine retailers.
That's a boy band clutch. Material right there, bitches.
Man, oh man, that was decent stuff. Thank you, Alvin. We appreciate it. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. And
time.
Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Three times fast.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
One.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Two.
For New Year's, Mother Rucker went on a fast food diet, but Mother Rucker finds fast food filling. Exercise fixes that. So run, Mother Rucker, run. Hold the pickle.
Oh!
Come on!
Another win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, man. What a night last night, going over all those tongue twisters for Ted and Ted versus the FCC. First time we've ever done that all over Zoom.
Yeah, that's correct, man.
That was pretty weird, but either way, I know we had different stuff. I ended up staying up 45 minutes later than you did.
Well, it's not that you stayed up late. My connection simply went down.
I see.
Yeah.
Battery problems.
Yeah, it's battery problems.
Oh, and behold, we come in today, and we get a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it says, hola, gentlemen, and happy Friday. As they say, I'm a longtime listener and first-time submitter for Ted versus the FCC. So I would love to hear this read in the style of Aussie Ted, just to spice things up, but I think it'll also be good as is, Ted. Much love and appreciation for all you do. Can't wait to see you guys at Red Festival again. That from Soapbox Melissa. And Melissa's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Shady Shelley says the ship is shifty as she sits on ships to clobber canny clams for a candid, cunning hunt. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you got to read that one time through, Ted, then three times fast.
Thanks, Mike.
I got you, man.
Send it through on fax through Zoom there. It's a weird process.
Yeah. It's good. All right. Shady Shelley says the ship is shifty as she sits on ships and clobber canning clams for a candid, cunning hunt.
One time through, let's go!
Shady Shelley says the ship is shifty as she sits on the ships to clobber canning clams for Candid Cunning Hunt.
One.
Shady Shelley says the ship is shifty as she sits on the ships to clobber canning clams for Candid Cunning Hunt.
Two.
Shady Shelley says the ship is shifty as she sits on the ships to clobber canning clams for Candid Cunning Hunt.
Another win in Ted versus the FCC. He's 3-0 on the year. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:52. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Indeed. Taiwan is going to punish drunk drivers by having them clean funeral parlors.
Oof. Yeah, I saw that, man.
That's a spooky job, man.
Are funeral parlors that messy in the first place?
No, they have that senior center smell that you really can't put your finger on.
Oh, it's Lord. Very
unique to a funeral home, but it's just got that smell.
I would just be more creeped out that I'm just cleaning an area that there's dead bodies there.
Exactly. Like, I know nothing's going to happen, but I still just don't feel good with dead bodies around.
Could you date somebody that worked at a...
was a coroner?
No, not a coroner, but did the hair and makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm just not going to go to work with you.
Yeah, all right.
You know what I mean? When you come home, you may need to take a shower when you get home, but...
Nah. I used to have some neighbors that worked in a coroner's office. They were much spookier. Because they would just have a couple drinks and start joking about how they could kill you and get away with it.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah. But you'd be in the room and they just like talk about you. Like, oh yeah, Thrill's kind of known in town. This could be a tough one.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
You also have to remember, your loved one is there. You know what I mean? You're there for
right.
them. That's going to be done at the end of the day.
Right.
There's two or three other people, dead people on deck in the back. You know what I mean? Their day's coming Saturday. You know what I'm saying? There's still a couple dead guys, you know what I mean, ready to get in the game here.
Exactly. USC is going to start requiring security guards to be in the hallways and stairs leading to bedrooms during frat parties. I can't say I blame them there.
What do you hope to achieve?
At least intercept something, I would guess. You know, at very least, it's like, okay... Everybody here want to be here?
Yeah, fair enough.
We all good. That sort of a thing.
I mean, I feel like at that point, you really got to talk about the culture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we're getting you got to hire security guards. Like, I'm just like, that's pathetic.
Yeah.
Right. Shouldn't have to be done.
Address the culture. You're
right. Yeah. Right. Go ahead and just cut the snake off right at the head there. McDonald's will start offering its new Beyond Meat vegan burger in 600 locations.
I'll be sure to not order.
That's right. You know... I'm probably going to give it a shot. Beyond is not my favorite. I prefer the Impossible, but I'm sure it's going to be just fine. Because it's going to be covered in all that other goodness that McDonald's had. They're going to salt and pepper the thing. They're going to cover it in cheese. They're going to put ketchup and onions and tomato on it.
But what they didn't tell you is they're going to make their pickles out of meat.
Oh, no. Meat pickles.
I guess that's always my thing. It's like with the Burger King thing. They had the Impossible Whopper, right?
Right. Right.
Which I had one. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I guess, did they put in whole separate stuff? I mean, if it's cooked on the same grill, isn't that still have...
There was
like beef grease on it.
Mike, you want some beef grease?
Yeah, I'll do it. I think I think that there was a separate section that they were supposed to cook it on, you know, because if you're going to go vegan, you're right. You need to cook it on a different surface than you're cooking the rest of those patties. So I think that there's a designated spot. However, if you want to eat vegan, don't go to a fast food restaurant, in my opinion.
That would be my first recommendation.
Because I guarantee you, their practices are to keep it as vegan and as food sanitary as possible in that regard. But I wouldn't spin that wheel.
Yeah, going vegan sounds like it's like going kosher.
I do want to try the fake chicken nuggets.
I'm with you.
Again, I'll try.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think if you haven't eaten meat and you want to try a hamburger, you want to get something like what you used to eat from McDonald's, you just made that pledge you're not going to do it anymore.
Right.
I think that's why you go try it. Just because there might be a better alternative than as far as you doing something every once in a while that's a little bit more tasty, so to speak.
Right. You know what? It works if you're in a pinch. If you don't want to eat meat and you're in a pinch, okay, maybe you'll forgive the beef grease that's going to be on that... on that platter.
Oh, you'll forgive the beef grease.
Someone entered a customer service chat on Amazon, and the representative's name was Princess Diana.
Okay.
That's a fun choice. A man in Ohio stole a car with someone asleep in the back, who then woke up and texted updates to the police.
He texted updates?
Wait, say that again?
So, this guy stole a car not knowing that somebody was passed out in the back.
Okay.
This guy was sleeping in the back. This guy apparently is one of the quietest waker-uppers ever, and just happened to wake up, realized that his car had been stolen, was able to covertly grab his phone and start texting the police what was going on.
Oh, that guy. Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes more sense.
That is impressive.
Right? Like, to keep your cool. I wake up noisy. I get that big first life breath going on, you know.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, and then I can feel the cars moving. Like, I would not be able to manage that one.
Are you kidnapping me? Like, what's going on?
Hey, bro.
I don't know you. It's my car.
Damn. A YouTuber recently went viral for crashing his plane, and people are wondering if he did it on purpose to get all that attention.
That's what we've come to.
Right.
Like, seems a bit risky.
Yeah, but social media, you know, who knows, man?
Right, but he was like a collegian or something, like and he like snowboarder or something. He's already kind of an extreme athlete.
All right.
Then he turned into an influencer. So yeah, so the fact that he yeah, like when I read that, I was like, I'm not shocked by that at all.
Yeah.
Cool stunt, but like, right, like the plane crashed somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it goes back to don't believe what you see or hear or read online. It's people are doing things to get the attention. They're trying to grab you. So, yeah, pretty much anything that you're looking at could be fake. Petfluencers, which I didn't know were a thing. Petfluencers are apparently cloning their famous pets so that they can continue their influence after they've died.
Come on, man.
For real.
I mean, stop it.
You're not even the entertaining one.
Right.
So you don't even earn the fame that you've got, man. Let the animal die and just be dead.
That's typically how death works.
Right. Criminy. A house in Milwaukee is going viral because it has a communal four-toilet bathroom.
No, thanks.
I just... Two toilets in one bathroom is weird to me.
It's weird to me. I mean, and look, it's all cultural. We were making fun of whenever Russia did the Olympics.
Yeah.
That was one thing they did, it was like the toilets were side by side or whatever, and we couldn't wrap our head around it. And then a guy from Russia said, look... And Rush, that's just how it is, man.
Right.
But it's not for me. Right. I'm out. Like, I'd be like, did you hold your poop for all 17 days of the Olympics? Like, yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Because I just don't need that.
Right.
I'm okay not having that. Thank you very much. Amazon is opening its own department store inside of a mall.
Makes sense.
So,
does it? I mean, they were kind of the ones that killed the mall.
They did, but they're also the people that have the money to now rent out the space.
Right, look at all this
and
vacant malls, space.
And you know, I mean, look, you think about things like this. I shouldn't say that.
It wasn't like Walmarts and Targets didn't help either.
Sure, but I mean, they probably look at Walmart, Target, other places that quote-unquote have a little bit of everything.
Sure.
Amazon is that place. Like, why not?
Right.
Like, people still, you can order from Target.com, but almost everyone I know will go to Target.
I say they have everything.
Yeah.
Your mic's
is packed. I bet it's got so much stuff in it, you can't even believe it.
That's a hell of a delay on that thing now.
Yeah, I know. No, you're good. But when your lips move on Zoom now, it usually is about a half second.
Right.
Now it's probably about a good 5 seconds.
Yeah, that was a full 5 seconds there. Where Yeah, exactly.
It's like watching the bad overdubs on your old Kung Fu movies.
Yeah, now he's just messing with me.
Yeah.
He's not talking.
Now he's being Miles.
I know. When's the last time anybody's been to a mall?
I was there not terribly long ago.
Technically, I'm at a mall when I get my eyes checked because it's through the doctors at Lens Crafters. I was not inside of the mall, but they have a storefront on the outside of the mall. There's a bookstore. I'm a fan of bookstores. Again, I don't have to go into the mall physically, but I'm technically at the mall.
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right. I'm just
kind of like... Kind of like Red Robin at Northgate.
Northgate.
I've been to that Red Robin. I've been to that Azteca. But I haven't been physically... I don't know that I've physically been into a mall. I've been down the South Center to go, like, to a restaurant outside of there. But, like, I don't know that I physically walked into a mall and...
I went at Christmas time. The thing about the mall is that the stores changed. You used to go to the mall to go to Sears, JCPenney, Macy's, and all these other places that you were going to. But now people are just getting that stuff at Target, at Walmart. They're getting it all on Amazon. Right. So you need to get these little almost Etsy shops inside of the mall.
Little specialty places.
Exactly. They're going to be a lot smaller. They're going to have a lot more targeted stuff. But that's the reason for people to go.
Hey, no, you're right. Because you're talking about Northgate.
Right.
The Red Robin. I got kids. I've been there. Like the movie theater across the street, Five Guys, that's where my Lens Crafters is, the bookstore there, Azteca. Have I physically been in that mall? Not in years.
For me, I like to go to Just Sports or like the Seattle sports shops that are in there. The lady likes to go to Lush. It's got all of her bath bombs and other potions that are in there. Oh, yeah. Good Lord. That place is an absolute sensory overload.
Like, I've been to Targets and stuff. I'm just saying, like, I don't know that I physically walked inside a mall a long time.
Right.
No.
It's madness, man. There's a new study that suggests if you can't sleep, you should repaint your bedroom purple.
All right.
In that moment.
Yeah, just wake up real quick, grab some paint, clean it up real quick. I actually saw a video not terribly long ago that if you're having trouble sleeping, what was it? You basically boil lettuce and then drink the tea water, as it were.
Yeah. How about I drink Jack Daniels until I get sleepy?
Because lettuce has a certain chemical in it, and I don't remember what it was, lectin or something like that, but it is a drowsy-inducing chemical. And people that drink this tea water, it is nasty. They are not having fun while they're drinking it, but it takes them out pretty quick.
I'd say you paint your walls purple in honor of the Baltimore Ravens. That's just me.
Oh, not that harsh a purple, man. It's a nice, gentle purple. It's an easy...
Oh, they were gentle this year.
you went to Prince? No, Barney.
Right.
That's right. That's how we're going to figure out.
First it was Grimace growing up. Then I moved on to Barney.
That's right. Let's see here. You know what, guys? Let's talk survival tips. Are you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
I feel like we get these survival tips throughout our lives, and they're never really quite contested. However, these are five survival tips that could get you killed. So we're going to sit here, and we're going to see if we can't back some of these up here. So number five, if you're driving and you see a tornado, does anybody know what you're supposed to do if you're driving and you see a tornado?
I mean, I would turn the car around, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Well, you got
fortunately, I know the correct answer, but... I thought you were supposed to go hide under an underpass.
Exactly. Hide under an overpass.
Or get out of the car and go to a ditch and lay down in the ditch. But I still think the car would be safer.
It says narrow openings like that actually make the winds accelerate. So being under an overpass could be more dangerous because the wind is just whipping even faster.
Right.
And again, it's not that the wind's blowing. It is what the wind is blowing. So
they said that one I read. They said, look, there was a family that did that, and they happened to survive.
No kidding.
And so that became, we go, well, that's what you do then. Right? Because I don't freaking know. But then everyone said, look, no. They got real, real, real lucky. That's like the worst place
to go. They should not have made it out of there.
Well, the problem was they filmed it, so everybody saw it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? That's the thing
so
to do.
Like, okay, well, they lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Five survival tips that could get you killed. Number four.
Wait. What do they say to do?
Oh, they don't tell you what you need to do.
Oh, they're just telling us.
Oh, you're supposed to lay in the ditch. Miles was right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just say don't do these things.
Okay, all right.
If you're stranded on a deserted island or a desert island, what exactly would you guys try to be doing here?
Start a fire. The first thing is my big SOS or help on the beach.
Okay. Right?
Yep, that's it. In the sand.
What they're saying is that you should build a raft. Okay, obviously you're trying to get off the island, so you're going to build a raft, you're going to pull a Tom Hanks, and you're going to get off this bastard.
But I would assume, this is just me, but if I'm trapped on a desert island, like, to me, that level of desolation says whatever craft I can build out of the available materials is not going to last to get me anywhere else.
Interestingly enough there, it says you're actually much more likely to die if you try to leave the island. You're better off building a shelter, making a big SOS sign. Oh.
That was the bad idea. Okay, right.
The bad idea is trying to leave. Stay put.
Yes. Okay. That one, I'd be like, yes, I don't agree with this raft building.
If you're lost in the middle of open water, guess what? The big sand pile over there is probably a good... Yes. You bet they might find you over there somewhere.
Mike, you ever try to make a raft when you're a kid?
Lord, no. I wasn't anywhere near water. Does it work, Miles?
I mean, you got to collect a lot of milk jugs.
Yes,
so,
you do.
So hope there's milk jugs on your deserted island.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, duct tape.
We did try to build a Boy Scout summer camp one year. It was this, what they call it, the Great White Newt Regatta or something like that. And all the troops made their own rafts that were going to go across the lake that they had there. Ours completely flipped over. Ours was not seaworthy at all.
Oh, sunk to the bottom of the lake at Nolte Park.
Number three. Three, if an alligator chases you, does anybody know the common strategy that you use when eluding an alligator?
Me, it's just haul ass. I'm sorry, man.
Is it zigzag?
Miles?
Yeah, I think I'm Lieutenant. I think I heard zigzag.
That is correct. It is to run in a zigzag pattern. It says the idea is that they can't change direction that fast. It says, but you should just actually run in a straight line. Alligators are fast runners, but their stamina sucks, so just don't fall down.
Okay.
So you were absolutely right there, Mr. Hill. Just haul ass.
So that's the one time panic pays. By the way, you only really fall down if they're also filming a movie. Because anyone running from anything in a movie trips over their own feet as a guarantee.
Right. Have you seen Crawl yet?
Crawl.
Is that the big alligator in the flood? Or is it worth watching?
It is stupid. It is absolute garbage, but it is a fun movie to watch. It's one of those where it's just entertain me. Keep all the reality out of it. This is just alligators on the loose in the middle of a hurricane.
So my understanding is all like a cabin or house floods. The gators are in the house.
Correct.
And there's two or three people... Trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Yep. Okay. Hurricane blows into Florida, floods the entire area. It floods high enough to where the gators are let loose, and now they're wreaking havoc.
You're running away from an alligator and he is chasing you, did you turn around and give him beef? You know, like, work on your cardio, bro. You'll sprint like 15 yards.
That is one good thing about humans. Like, there's a lot of animals that are faster, but our stamina is very good.
Right. Not how they would, like, break horses back in the day.
Exactly. Just
the horse can outrun you, but it can outrun the distance you can run.
Right.
That guy broke a horse last night.
Oh, come on. Number two, if your car is sinking into a lake, what do you guys do if a car is sinking into a lake?
Get out.
Yes.
So if you land in there and you can't open your door, what do they say that you need to do?
Roll the window down. Right.
What they're saying is that usually what people will do is to wait until it's fully submerged, then open your door. The idea is that you won't be able to open it until the pressure equalizes, which is true. But rolling your window down as soon as possible is a much better strategy. Look, you don't have to go down with the car. If you can get out of the car, get out of the car. I've also heard, take your headrest off. There is the long poles that are at the bottom of the headrest could possibly work to bust the window out.
Oh, okay. That's smart.
I'm sure I'll remember that in that moment.
Exactly, as you're panicking.
I'd grab your headrest.
I'd be so panicked.
Yeah. What do I do? And this is the number one bad survival tip that could get you killed. If you are attacked by a shark, what do you do to fend it off?
Oh, I'm punching him.
Punch him in the nose. That is correct. Actually, it's completely incorrect. Their noses aren't really that sensitive. You're better off going for their eyes or their gills.
All right. Yes.
I don't care the animal. The eyes are the thing.
That's right.
I would love to put my chubby hands inside of his gills, though.
I would not.
Checking you not breathe.
That means my proximity is very uncomfortable for me.
I don't think there's...
If I can touch his gills, like, something very horrible has happened to the point that I can now grab your gills.
Can you imagine that story?
Ripped out his gills.
His hand is inside his goddamn gills.
See, it's not the story, right? Like, the story's great, but I do believe, as much as we would love to hear Ted's story at the time, he survived the gills, every time you tell the story, you start sweating and your hands start shaking again. Because you're reliving the moment that a goddamn shark was trying to eat me.
See, Ted's on that same beach where everybody's walking around shirtless and they got that shark tooth there. I pulled that out of my leg when he hit me. Right. Ted's sitting there with just a big old organ just sitting there like, pulled that out of him when he bit me.
That's a piece of gill, bitch.
Actually, from now on, you call me Gill.
There's a new rule in the UK about how to open your car door, and nobody's really liking it. I'll tell you all about it. I'll tell you all about it at 5:50 there, Miles.
All right, Kona, we do have your headlines at 5:50, but first, have we made it to drinking time?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.